My name is Mirabelle Whitty. I'm 18 years old. Today is January 30th, 2020, and I'm speaking with Kale Peckman, who is my friend. We're recording this interview in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Hello, my name is Kale Peckman. I'm 18 years old. Today is January 30th, 2020, and I'm speaking with Mirabelle Whitty. She's also my friend. We're recording this interview in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
So I'm going to ask you some questions today. The first question is, do you have any favorite stories about local food?
I do. My dad, he's always been a part of a farm share. And there's been a couple times where the farm that he's a part of, they've had like parties and different things like that. So when I was a little kid, and even as short as like 4 or 5 years ago, we'd go to some of those farm parties and we'd have some of the local food that they're making there. And I always had a really good time.
That's really interesting. Do you remember any stories your relatives told you about food and how it's changed over the years, like your dad or any other relatives?
My dad, when he was little, he didn't often eat fresh local foods, because that's just kind of the way that it was then. But when my grandma was little, they lived on a farm and they grew most of their own food, and that kind of changed as she got older. They started to switch to more processed food, but as my dad got older, it's just all about accessibility and actually going out of your way to make sure that you're getting the best stuff.
Does your grandma's family still own that farm?
They did not. No, they sold the farm.
So, for you personally, what is the most important thing we need to do about local food and the local food movement?
To me, it's just about accessibility, because if you go into a grocery store, or you go to a farmer's market, or you do whatever you're doing to look for vegetables, and you have a choice between, for example, a pepper that's 30 cents, and it's like the Meyer brand, it's the 30 cent pepper, or you could go to the farmer's market and get like two or three peppers for like $3. Odds are you're going to choose the 30 cent pepper because it's a lot cheaper. And if that's, if you're interested in money, you don't necessarily care about where the pepper came from or who it was grown by or the different things that went into making that pepper, getting that pepper to the store, then you're going to buy the 30 cent one. And the peppers that were grown by farmers and the farmers that didn't use any pesticides, they're missing out on you being their customer just because of the price. And so getting people more aware of like what's in their food and making sure that the different options are accessible and they're clear what's going on, that's key.
Do you think with accessibility, it also plays into the fact that farmers markets aren't open every day and they don't have everything that you need like a grocery store?
Well, most definitely. I mean, if you really plan ahead, all your meals, you'd go to the farmer's market when they're open on like a Saturday morning, or sometimes they're open on like Wednesday nights. But, realistically, if you're not into planning ahead, you go to the grocery store every other day and get the food that you need for the next meal or two. And those farmers aren't getting their stuff out to the stores every day. So, yeah.
Do you have any funny stories related to the using more local foods?
Not necessarily funny, but like interesting to the point where my dad, he'd buy some food from a local market and, we'd go home and we'd use it to make a salad. And there would be things like bugs in it, and a little bit of dirt, and so you'd wash it off. And so I always thought that was kind of funny personally, but once you wash off the stuff that's actually out in nature, then the food's really good.
Nice. So for children listening to this years from now, what do you want them to know about local foods?
I've just always found it to be better tasting, and the stuff that like is has someone has taken more time and more care and less chemicals into putting into it. That's definitely the right way to go. When it comes to buying your food.
Nice, thank you. One last question for you. Are there any local food traditions that have been passed down in your family that maybe you hope to continue as you go on in your life?
I definitely hope to shop local, at farmers markets, plan out my meals. Even if it costs a little bit more, if I know what's actually in the food, that's definitely something that's very important to me, just as it's important to my dad now.
Well, thank you so much for letting me interview you.
Yeah, thank you very much.